views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Our beloved Artie has gone, and he's having fun in L.A. right now, son of a gun. But we're having fun, too, right now, aren't we? I wanted to ask if Sherry is still on the line, because
I
have something else to tell her about her daughter. I guess not. Well, anyway, folks, I want to give you the telephone numbers to call in. I would really love to... give you some readings today. So the studio number is 800-930-2819. And if you want to get a hold of Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. Now, if you'd like to get a reading from myself, the number is 908-500-1474.
And Sky, I'm going to chime in and say Sherry is back on. Sherry, welcome back.
Great. Hi, Cher. I'm glad you stayed on.
Hi. Yes, I did.
I wanted to tell you about your daughter.
Okay.
I feel that the relationship she's in now is going to be nice. It's going to be a good one. Tell her to take it easy, though.
Okay.
No pushy. Like, don't push him. let it go smoothly. Let it go naturally. I see wedding bells, which would tell me that she's going to get married within the next 3 years.
Okay.
So let's hope this is the guy. This could be the guy. This actually could be. I feel that he's a nice, respectable young man and that she really likes him, but it's very early in the relationship. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, tell her not to be too pushy. Because your daughter has a tendency to be a little pushy. So tell her, like, maybe with you, but with, I guess, guys or whatever. This is what I'm feeling, and I know I'm right. Tell her to, you know, be very honest, be herself. That's the key. Always be yourself in a relationship. Let them see the good and the bad. And I really believe that this is going to work for her.
Did
you have anything else that you wanted to ask me or anything you wanted to find out about?
No, just in general, my children, their futures, things like that. That was really what I was interested in.
I see a lot of
myself,
peace around
you. Anything?
House.
A lot of peace?
A lot of peace, meaning, how can I put it? Like a little bit of turmoil with the kids, but other than that, pretty steady. Pretty steady family.
Yeah. I would say so, yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'd like to tell you that you have a good relationship and you're a very lucky person to have what you have.
Yes, I am.
And there's a lot of people out there who wish they had what you have. And I think you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do feel very lucky.
Yes, you should. You should. But as far as the kids go, you know, there's nothing that's going to be crucial, nothing that any parent doesn't go through, nothing that, you know, is like a detriment or, God forbid, anything really serious. Everything is going to be okay. I do feel as though there's someone who wants to have a child who is... not like on board with their partner. Do you know of anybody like that? Or
that would be my daughter. Yeah.
Oh, you have another daughter?
No. The same one.
Oh, the same one. She wants to have a child and she just met this man?
She has one and she would always wanted to have another one, but he doesn't want any children. So I'm sure that she probably struggles with that.
Yeah, and it's too early. That's why I'm getting it's too early. And that's why I'm telling her not to push. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm telling you, she's pushing, and that's what I'm getting. Tell her to lay back on that. Lay back on that one. Tell her to stop pushing him. And this could be maybe Mr. Right for her, you know, if she stops pushing.
Yeah.
I just see marriage for her.
Good. Good.
All right?
Okay. Yeah. The only other thing that I would want to know about would be my mother, is to get any feelings about her at all.
Let me just give me a second. Your mother's a spirit?
No, my mother's alive.
Who's in spirit? Who's a woman, female that's around you in spirit? Husband's
would
mother?
Would only be grandmother. I'm sorry, what?
Your husband's mother?
No, she's alive.
All right, I feel a woman around you in spirit who keeps saying, no, 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 no. I was very close to her. I was very close to her. That could be your grandmother.
Yeah, I have two grandmothers.
A grandma?
Yeah. Could be. I never thought that I was very close. Well, one I didn't know.
one you
one
did
I,
know?
I, one
you
I did know.
Know one
yeah.
But did she cross when you were young?
No. Well, 21. I guess that's young.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's young. Well, that's why she says that you knew her, and that's why she says that you know, she was close to you. Did you not?
Yeah.
Did you not have a relationship with her? Because that's not what she's telling me.
No, I did. I saw her all the time. She lived close by. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Then what I said was true. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's telling me that. She sees everything that you do. She sees that you do think of her once in a while, but not as often as she'd like. But she is around. And that, is this your mother's mother?
No, that would be my father's mother. My mother's mother I never knew, really.
Okay. And she's in spirit.
My father's mother, the one that I grew up with.
Okay. All right. She's telling me something about your mother. She's telling me, did they have a conflict? Was there like a conflict in the beginning of the relationship?
Who had a conflict?
Your father's mother and your mother.
Yeah, my father's mother didn't think that she was good enough for him.
Right, okay. Now this makes sense. She's just telling me to tell her to forgive her for the way she treated her here on Earth. And she does want her forgiveness for that, because she did see that it was okay after a while. She did accept, you know, she did accept her after a while. Even though she gave her grief from hell, she asked to be excused from that. She asked to be forgiven. So you can pass that along to your mom.
Okay.
All right? But she does know about all the kids. She does know about everything. She's there. You're not thinking about her enough. She said that too to me. You're not thinking about her enough. And she felt very close to you. She felt very close to you. And she wants to tell her son that she loves him. And they had a funny little relationship, didn't they?
Well, her son...
Excuse me?
He should be with her because he's dead too. My father's dead.
What I'm saying is she had a funny relationship with your father. Like they fought a lot.
But maybe when he was young, not when he got older.
Yes. What I wanted to tell you is they're still fighting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he gave her a run for her money when he was young, but...
It was when he was young. They had a funny little relationship. They had kind of a relationship where he was defiant. He was a very defiant kid. And he's still defiant, even though they're both together on the other side. He's still defiant. So he's still giving her a rough time. But tell your mother that she does apologize, and tell her that she really wants her forgiveness for, you know, not being the best mother-in-law she could have been.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that'll make my mother happy.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, yeah. Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it was very, very, very helpful.
I'm glad. Very good. Tell your son to watch that car. Make him check
his
truck.
Yeah, well. Okay, yeah, if he'll listen to me.
Yeah, right? front end. I'm concerned, really concerned.
Yeah.
All right? Especially
okay.
before the winter.
Well, yeah, okay.
All right, honey?
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, I'm all alone here today, so I'd like to talk to you a little bit about reincarnation and what my views are on reincarnation. I've read a lot of people in my time, and what I get from spirit is that God is so good. God is so loving, and God is so merciful that even when you do commit suicide, he does forgive you. Yes, it wasn't maybe in the plan, or yes, it could have been in the plan. It could have been part of your master plan. In other words, when we come back, when we reincarnate, we have this plan that we decide with our spirit guides, our angels, and God. And he says, you know what, Sky, you're going to go down there, and you're going to be an interior designer, and then you're going to lose your son, and you're going to have a husband and four kids. And then Sky says, oh, wait a minute, I lost my son, so I'm going to commit suicide. So, you know, that wasn't in the plan, or that might have been in the plan. But in my case, it wasn't in the plan because I chose to tough it out, and I chose to love him from Earth and know that he's with God and know that he's okay and he's safe and know that someday I'll be with him. But there are people up there who do make this life plan and they say, well, Sky, when you lose your son, that's when you're going to commit suicide, okay? So Sky signs up for that. And when that day comes, Sky goes through with it. Sky commits suicide. And then she hurts a lot of people on the way down. So because she's got a few children that she'll be hurting as well. So what happens is you go through your life review. Listen, guys, we're going to take a commercial break for a moment. I'd like to give you our numbers. The numbers are 800-930-2819. And my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. So when we get back, let's hope that you give us some calls so I don't have to sit here and talk about reincarnation and death all day long. I would rather be talking about happy things and giving readings. But like I said, there is a master plan, and it is something that we do sign up for. And of course, you know, our relatives here on Earth, they think when you commit suicide, it's the most terrible thing. But you know what? It is the most terrible thing, because most of the time you're breaking your contract. Because God would never say, Sky, I want you to go down there when your son dies.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton.
featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie and Sky. Artie's in beautiful LA right now, and I am running the show once again. Very happy to do so, and very happy to speak with all of you lovely, lovely people out there. But before I start right now, I'd like to give you some telephone numbers to call. First of all, call in for a reading, and that number would be 800-930-2819. Then I'd like to give you Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. And my number is 908-500-1474. And we have a wonderful caller today from PA. Her name is Sonia. Sonia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, sweetheart. What could I do for you today, honey?
Thank you so much for taking a call. I enjoy the show.
Thank you. You're very
you
welcome.
Artie. Sure. I'm in a bit of an unpleasant situation with someone living in my household.
Yes.
We used to have a relationship, but it's pretty much dead.
Over.
It's a done deal. And,
yeah.
But it is a female, and she is just kind of like being a bit difficult. And very unpleasant, you know, to be in a situation. The property is my property. She's just, you know, staying for the time being. She did talk about leaving, but she's demanding a sum of money. I mean, we're not married. There's nothing really in writing.
No.
She's not helping me financially anymore. I don't know what else to think of this because I just don't think she should be there anymore, you know?
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. I feel that this person is really going to give you a hard time. Like, she's even going to give you more of a hard time when you start forcing her out. Unfortunately, and I never say this, but sometimes you really got to put your foot down, Sonia, and you got to literally get the cops in there to get them out. I know it's a harsh thing, but you have to get the police in there to get them out. You know, I know you want to do something that's harsh, but if you tell a person 100 times that you got to go, you got to go, and you give them ample time to get a place and to get some money collected and to get all their finances in order and to get all their life in order and give them that time and they're still not leaving, then what else are you going to do? First of all, you're not responsible to give anybody anything that belongs to you, unless, of course, you have bought that house with her. Have you bought that house with her?
When I bought the house, I put that was my money for the down payment. Even when I redid the floors in the house upstairs, that was my money. She was going to help, but of course, she's always broke. She did put in a bit of money with a little bit of upgrades we did. According to her, first she wanted $15,000, then she's down to $10,000. Then she's telling me, well, I'm leaving. I need to get me boxes, and I want half of the money. I want $5,000 or else. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Where are my receipts? You've been living here for the longest time for free, and you have a business, right, for several months now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, I don't have $5,000 to give her, obviously.
Right. Well, you don't really have to give her anything because she lived there. That was her rent money. Nobody lives for free.
Right.
If you have an apartment or you have a house, you have electric, you have telephone, you have overhead of your home. So, you know, that has to count as her living expenses.
She
as long as you don't have anything in writing that says, you know, you owe, I'm going to give you 50% of this. And as long as you're not married in any legal state that allows gay marriage, then believe me, you're not entitled to give anybody anything.
Yeah.
And if it was your money to begin with.
I even checked with a lawyer I even checked with a lawyer to see what the legality is. And he said that she's just treated as a tenant. You know, common law in Pennsylvania. And the marriage between gay couples are not even accepted. But she wanted me, first of all, she was nagging me to do a power of attorney, and I just didn't talk about it. And then now she's like, well, you're going to give me half, and you're going to sign a document showing that you're going to owe me. I says, I'm not signing anything. You're going to take me to court. I will pay you, but I will pay you bit by bit. You know? So she will have to prove to the court that I owe her that money.
Well, I see that this is going to be ugly. This is not going to be easy for you. I'm telling you right now, this is not going to be easy. It's going to get ugly. The only thing, I want you to protect yourself, not only physically, but I want you to protect yourself by telling other people about this, because I think this person has a little bit of a mean streak. I'm feeling a violent streak in this person. Am I correct?
Yeah, there was an incident. She grabbed me by my neck 2 days ago, and I was like, whoa. So I pulled away, and I'm a bit, like, far away. She's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, but, you know, it was what you told me, because she wanted to bring her friend. And I said, don't bring anybody here, because this is not a good situation. She's like, well, he's going to come anyway. I said, you know what, I'm telling you, the house is in my name. Who told me to say that? That's when she got furious, and she grabbed my neck.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned, because I saw that. I want you to let as many people know this as possible, that she is violent and that she will hit you. And you know what? The only way you're going to get this girl out of your house, and I hate to say it, is by getting the police there and having her removed. This is your property. This is your home. She was a tenant, and that's the end of the story. There is no more. There's no more relationship.
There's no lease. There's no contract. You know, there's no nothing.
It doesn't matter. You have to get her out. And the only way you're going to get her out with your protection is through the police. You can get a restraining order on her so that she can't come back and hurt you. Because I'm really concerned. What my concern, though, what I see, is her being violent to you. That's my most most biggest fear.
Yeah, I know.
And I was
telling you.
I was right.
And she knows. If she does it to me again, I'm already talking to the police. I have their phone numbers in my cell phone, and I know where they are. And the guy, the dispatcher, told me today that they're open 24/7. And I'm like, okay. He's like, you just got to hop. It's just a few, like a less than a mile away from where I live. And he's like, come in anytime, because they don't have the time to, you know, to talk to you over the phone, but they would rather do this in person. He's like, come on in, and that's fine. But I've been talking to them, you know.
All right, but before it comes down to blows, Sonia, before it comes down to this, I think you should intervene and get her out by having the police escort her out. And then at the same time, go down to the police station and get a restraining order. Now, the police will escort her out, and then at a certain time, she'll go back to the police station, and she can say, I want to go collect my things. but she will have a police escort,
right.
So she will not be able to harm you. I feel bodily harm.
And it will have to be in my time.
Yeah. But the thing is, right. Sonia, I feel that this girl could hurt you, and I'm very concerned about it.
Really?
You know what I'm, you know, yeah.
Well, she should know better. She knows I'm going to, you know, she's only a resident here. She's not even a citizen. So she better watch it. If she hurts me, they can, you know, she can.
But we want to avoid that, Sonia. We want to avoid that, right? We don't want it to come down to that.
Right.
So I think the best thing you should do at this particular moment is give her another chance to leave. And tell her, if you don't leave, I'm going to have the police escort you out.
See, that's what I don't want to tell. I just want to call them whenever, and then that way she's not on guard for that. Because if she knows that, boy.
Yeah, well, this is what I feel.
I feel as though
this is going to get ugly. So you better play your cards
really,
right.
You know, like, she's going to try to hurt me?
And I do feel that she's violent. And I feel like you're in jeopardy. You're in jeopardy. And I felt that right off the bat. That's like almost the first thing I told you. So, like, I'm kind of worried about
you. Because you know what I do? I locked my car, and she got furious last night. She was playing with the garage door opener. I'm like, why the hell would you do that at 12:30 at night? Well, because I wanted you to know that I was downstairs, and you're paranoid. You're locking your car. And I sleep at night. I lock my door, right? And then my office, I keep it locked all the time.
That's not a good way for you to live in your own home.
Right.
Excuse me.
You know.
You shouldn't have to live like that in your own home. You've got. How long has it been since you've told her to get out?
Well, we officially, she'd been trying like, she wanted me to go to counseling. She wanted all these things. She wanted us to get back together. I can't be with somebody like that. It all started because she kicked out my sister. Really kicked her out. It was really ugly. And I had to, you know, put up my hotel and a sister and get her out of the house just to avoid. I didn't want to avoid any, you know, somebody get hurt or killed or whatever. So then my sister didn't come back. And it was really nasty. Then she had my other sister was really furious and told her as it is everything. And now she's like, well, your family can't come here. Nor do I want him to come there while she's there. You know?
That's no way for anybody to live, Sonia. All right. So you've given her ample time to leave. I think it's now time to really get strong and protect yourself. Because
she's pressuring me about this money situation. You know, she wants me to, like, say, tell me how much money you can give me. I'm not giving a squat until she puts a foot out of my house. No?
Are you going to give her cash? Are you ready to give her money?
I mean, I was going to give her something, but I don't want to give her while she's still living there because I said I'll give it to you while you leave. And whatever other money I think you invested, you'll be getting it, you know, whenever I can give it to you.
But all right, give her a date when she's got to be out by. Give her a date.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, you have to be out by September 10th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself organized. You have to be out by September 10th. And on September 10th, I'll give you X amount of dollars. And then anything else I owe you after that, then we'll figure out and I will make payments to you. Give me your address and I'll send you a check.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sign a document saying, you know, I'm not going to do that. Because that's what you want me to do. And also, I mean, we've been having this dog for so long. He's going to be 8 years old this year. We had him at 7 months. And to be honest with you, I take better care than him. Than her. I take better care of him than her.
Yeah.
And I mean, in everything, in all aspects, in his physical well-being, his food, everything. And I know that he's attached with her because they spent a lot of time together. He also likes me. She already...
Sonia, let me interrupt you for a moment. We have to go to a station break, and then we're going to come right back. All right, sweetheart? Just let me read off the number of the studio so that you can call us up. It's 800-930-2819, and we will be coming back shortly, and we will continue to speak with Sonia, right?
Checked into his room only to find it. Why do the same thing over and over? Warwick Mall is located just 30 minutes from the state line, has more than 80 stores, easy highway access, and plenty of free parking. There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall. Fine restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Not Your Average Joe's, Longhorn Steakhouse, and Red Robin. A carousel food court, 12 screen showcase cinemas, and more. WarwickMall.com for store listings, events, and directions.
There's something for everyone at Warwick Mall.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
JC's of Watch Hill is having a special on swimsuits right now with 30 to 50% off all swimsuits. JC's has 25 designer brands, including Tommy Bahama, Ralph Lauren, and SeaWaves. JC's of Watch Hill has all sizes, extra small through 3X. JC's of Watch Hill is also your home for dresses and women's wear. Locally owned by Jean Murano and Cherry Federico. JC's 62 Bay Street, Watch Hill, and the Annex 137 Atlantic Avenue, Musquamaket. You can soak up the sun with JC's of Watch Hill.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Like JC's on Facebook.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are with Sky today, our wonderful audience in LA. Lucky son of a gun. And I just want to take a moment to give you our studio number so you can call in. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like a reading with myself or with Artie, Artie's number is 877-ANGEL-02. And mine, of course, is 908-500-1474. Now, we had a caller by the name of Sonia. You still there, Sonia?
Yes, I am.
Sonia, okay. There's only one thing I want to tell you about this whole thing, sweetheart. I feel like you're in danger. Huh? That's what I'm getting. I feel as though you will, out of the kindness of your heart, give this woman some money. But I do think you should set parameters at this point and give her a date to be out by. If she's not out by that date, I think you should go and have her removed by the local police. Because nobody should have to live in fear in their own home. As far as the dog is concerned, I know you love the animal, but if that's what's going to get her out and your life's going to be better, get yourself another dog and give her the dog. Okay? I know you love him.
I don't mind, like, you know, that's fine. But the thing is that I don't think where she's going, she's going to be able to take him, you know, because most likely she'll have to go with some friend.
Give her the option. If she can't have him, then you keep him, of course. Okay? Because I can see that you both care about him. But, you know, you have to be able to live with peace of mind. You know what I mean?
She told me today, I mean, I could tell she's lying. She told me that her friend is looking for a dog, and that nor I will have a dog, nor she will have a dog. So right there off the bat,
she's
going to
give the dog away, then you keep the dog. No.
Huh?
That wouldn't be nice. If she's going to give the dog away, then you keep the dog.
No, she's lying. She just likes to mess. She likes to mess with me and you know, manipulate me that way. That's what she does.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, like I said, look, you have to stand up straight for yourself now. You have to give her parameters. You have to tell her you have to be out by the 10th of September. If you're not, then I'm going to have you escorted out. And that's the final line. And that's all you can do. That is all you can do.
Right.
I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid that she's going
to
hurt you. I'm not happy with the fact that she's violent. And I'm concerned for your health and your well-being. So if I were you,
I've lost a lot of weight.
What?
I've lost a lot of weight.
Please
heed my words. I've lost a lot of weight.
You've lost a lot of weight? Well, that's not good either.
Yep.
Listen, Sonia, I need you to do what I tell you and watch out for your protection. Make sure that if you're not feeling safe, if you're not feeling that safe, you should actually leave the house yourself and go to a friend of yours to sleep. But if that's the case, she should be out of there like yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, all I got to do is tell the police that this person is waking me up at all hours at night. She's doing stuff. She's harassing me. It's my house, and I don't feel safe, so I want her to leave, and they'll pull her out, right?
Well, the only way you can do that, Sonia, is by either, one, giving her an ultimatum and seeing if she leaves, and if she doesn't leave, get her out with the police. There's nothing else you can do. There is nothing else you can do. You can do it the nice way. If she doesn't want to be nice, you got to do it the forceful way. And that's the whole nutshell. That's the whole nut in the nutshell, Mama. That's what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do because you got to feel secure in your own home.
You think I tell her now? I mean, because I really don't want to see her there much longer. You think she'll leave, like, she'll be out of there within the next 2 months or so if I do what I got to do?
Excuse me?
If I do what I have to do, right? You think she'll be out of there by within the next 2 months, or were you picking up a time frame, like once I take action? No?
If you take action, she'll be out of there that same day. But for you to procrastinate and for you to keep asking her to leave, she doesn't think you could come up with the money. So that's going to be her scapegoat to stay. If you could come up with the money and you give her the money and she doesn't leave, then where are you? I don't feel that she's going to leave, even if with the money.
No. She's going to take really the money and stay there and make my life miserable. Right.
Right. The day that the police come to escort her out, hand her the money and say bye. And that's the end of the story. Mm-hmm. And by that time, hopefully, she'll have her stuff out. If not, she'll be escorted back in with a police escort and she can get her stuff. But my suggestion to you is she's not going to leave and you're in danger, and get her out as soon as you can with the authorities. All right, sweetie?
In danger of my life? You think she could get to the point of killing me?
I don't know. She seems a little violent.
Okay.
I would hope not. I don't see anybody killing you. I don't feel that anybody's going to kill you. But that doesn't mean you can't be hurt seriously. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I don't want that.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Okay. No, that's pretty much in my mind. I mean, thank God I have a job. I'm really happy. I work with some cool people. You know,
good.
I have a lot of good things going for me, but it's just this in my life that, you know, and she is so manipulative that she would swear that I was seeing someone else. She got into all my email accounts. She got into my Facebook, and she found nothing. You know, she's that type of person.
You know what you have to do.
But,
you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I would just go ahead and do it.
I'll let you know.
All right, sweetheart. God bless you. And thank you very much for calling. All right, folks. Well, today our topic is reincarnation. And I want to assure all the families out there that have had suicides that your loved ones are safe and they are in heaven and they're with God. Because God is a good God. And God will protect everyone, suicide or not. Through all the readings that I've had through suicides, I have found that when you go through your life review and you see that you've hurt people that are in your family, some of them you didn't even know that loved you so much or cared so much about you, you get to feel the pain. After you go through that life review, the angels, they take you into a healing process. And in that healing process, you get to recover from all the negativity you felt on earth, and you get to recover from all the things that drove you to the point of no return, where it made you feel as though you had absolutely no way out but to commit suicide, which is something that is so final on this earth. However, it is a rebirth in heaven. So I want to tell all of you folks out there who have had family that have committed suicide, they're all happy up there and they're all with God, and not to worry about them because they're much happier there than they are here or were here. But just believe me when I tell you they're in God's good graces, because God, our God, is a very good God. He's a very healing God. And whether or not you commit suicide or not, he loves you. And whether or not, whether or not you commit suicide or not, we all have problems that we die with. So there's always a healing process for every one of us. And the most important thing is when you lose someone here on earth, that you do grieve for them. Don't hold it back. Cry your eyes out if that's who you are, even if it's not who you are. And if you're hurting in your heart, cry for them. Cry your eyes out. But remember one thing, it's not final. It's never final. Remember, always keep that ray of flame in your heart that you know that you someday will be with your loved ones again. I'm just so happy to know that my son is in heaven and my son is waiting for me. And yesterday was a monumental day for me, folks. Yesterday, I decided that I was not going to grieve for my son anymore. I grieved for him very hard for a long time. But yesterday, I came to the conclusion that I will not grieve for his death anymore, that I will go on and I will absolutely cherish every moment that I had with him on earth, and I will celebrate that. And since then, I've had two dreams about him, and it was because of my grief that was actually blocking me from dreaming about him. Because it's going on four years now, on December 3rd, that I've lost him. And I didn't understand why. I talk to him, I connect with him, I feel him next to me, I know when he's with me, he's with me right now, but I never dreamt about him, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't dream about this boy. It was driving me nuts. Well, I realized that we have to go to a commercial right now in about a minute. But before we go, let me give you the number of the station and I'll come back and tell you the rest. It's 800-930-2819. So give us a call and we'll continue with the saga of my son.
In the 50s tonight.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, which is me. Our beloved Artie is in L.A. having himself a ball, but I'd like to give you some phone numbers right now so that you can call in to our studio. It's 800-930-2819, and if you'd like a reading with Artie privately or a party with him, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like one with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, there was a reason why I brought up my son today. And there is a reason why I was telling you what I was telling you about. I've stopped grieving for him. I bet you a lot of you out there have a lot of lost ones that have gone to heaven. And you say to yourself, I'm not dreaming about them. Why aren't they coming to me in my dreams? Well, there's a reason. And the reason is the more and harder you grieve and you don't let go, you build this wall. They can't penetrate that wall. So you have to start diminishing that wall down so they can break through it. And eventually it dissolves. You always feel the pain in your heart. Let's face it. That'll never go away. But when you stop grieving for them and you start celebrating their lives, they could come to you in your sleep. Like with myself, I can connect with my son, which is wonderful. But you know what? There's nothing like seeing him. There's nothing in this world like actually seeing him face to face and talking with him. Just like a lot of you loved ones, you want to see them in your dreams. You want to talk to them about things. You want them to talk to you. So what I suggest is you start breaking down that wall of grief like I've done. And I've already got two dreams from him, which I'm so thrilled about. And I said, I'll always miss him. there's not one day I won't think about him. And there's not one day until I get there that I'm going to not miss him. But I'm going to celebrate his life. I'm going to celebrate all the happy times. I'm going to celebrate all the goofy things he did. He was a great kid. He was just a great kid. Well, we're coming into autumn now. And I don't know about you guys, but I'd like to talk about a little something different right now. In the area that I live in, it's very, very old, old area. And it's filled with history. And I noticed, and I would love to some listeners to call in about this. I noticed when it starts getting cold, I get spiritual activity in my house. And I was wondering if anybody else out there gets that. Now, I'll tell you what I mean. When I moved into this house, it was an old broken down house, and we remodeled. And first day I was there, my son was in the bathroom, and he heard this banging. And I was right in the kitchen, which is right next to the bathroom. I heard this banging. And he said to me, "I'll be out in a minute. I'll be out in a minute." And I said to him, "Oh, I'm not banging on the door. I thought you were banging on the door." Well, neither one of us was banging on the door, but the door was banging. So that was a little peculiar. So, okay, I just let that go. I headed into Christmas, and my husband took the kids, all the kids, across the street to the breeding farm. And he said, "I would like to take you to see the horses." And I said, "All right, I'm going to stay back, and I'm going to wrap some gifts for Christmas, and I'm just going to relax a while." Excuse me. So I went upstairs, and I wrapped some gifts, and what happened was I got a little tired, so I went upstairs to bed. And the heat was not on, and it was freezing in this house. So I decided I was going to jump into bed, and of course, the blankets were at the foot of the bed, because I forgot that I made the bed that night, and I put that day, and I put all the quilts by the end of the bed. So I laid on my bed, and I said, I had my eyes closed. I said, "I wish somebody would cover me. I'm freezing to death. I wish somebody would cover me." And with that, my eyes were closed, and I felt those covers go all the way up under my chin, and somebody literally tucked me in. I was so afraid to open my eyes. I never opened my eyes, but I want to tell you something. The feeling that I got when that person or thing was covering me was the most euphoric feeling that I've ever felt in my entire life. I've never felt it before, and I've never felt it again. It was a feeling of complete and utter love and peace. So I knew it wasn't a bad thing. I just knew it was a very odd thing, and I didn't think I was ready to see what was tucking me in. But anyway, getting back to where I live, this is a very historic area, and I do notice that when the wintertime starts rolling around, I get visitors. I'll put my keys on the counter, and they'll be hanging in my closet. I'll put something down on the counter, it'll be back in the closet. Or I'll put a coat someplace, and it'll be on the floor, or something crazy. And then my dogs are big guys, and they're protective, but they're not really barkers. But I notice that when the winter time comes, they sit and they look. They look up and they bark. And their eyes travel from side to side. Their head is moving from side to side. And I know they're feeling something because I'm sensing something. I'm sensing spirit in the house. And I did finally get the guts to confront one of the spirits that live with me all year long, but mostly comes around in the wintertime. But this spirit is a spirit of a preacher, and he's a really nice preacher. And why he doesn't go to heaven, I just have no idea. I've asked him 100 times why he doesn't go to heaven. He feels he's not worthy. Can you believe that? Could you believe that? He's not worthy. And, you know, that's totally their choice. That's why we have ghosts that walk around the earth. You know, you don't have to go to the light. You could choose to stay here. And I've noticed that a lot of times people in like the 1600s and 1700s choose to stay here because they were so religiously persecuted to do the right thing that they felt that they had no self-worth. So that's pretty sad. And when that happens, I always talk to them and I always tell them, look, things have changed. Things have changed a lot. And I want you to know that God loves you and he's waiting for you and all your families up there. I said, just follow the light. And there was a time last year when my granddaughter, who was also a sensitive, she had gone to a home and she had gone trick-or-treating and it was a really old property. It was a really old foundation, but the house was rebuilt from a fire many, 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 many years ago, like 200 years ago. And a couple and a child followed her home to my home and she lives with me. And she was moping the whole week. And I said to her, Mia, what's wrong? And she finally spilled her guts. And she finally told me that a man, a woman, and a child followed her. And they said to her, how come you can hear me and nobody else can hear me? How come you can see me and nobody else can see me? So she got a little scared and she wouldn't tell me because she thought she did a bad thing. But of course she didn't. She had no control over it. So they came home and I was feeling that whole week. Something wasn't right. And you know, funny enough, they were hiding from me. And I felt when I went into a room, I felt spirit and then all of a sudden it was gone completely. Well, anyway, P.S. comes the weekend and we had this little discussion and I connected with them. And it took me 2.5 hours to get them to cross over because they didn't know what happened. First of all, they didn't even know they were dead. Second of all, they were very spiritual people and they felt as though they weren't spiritual enough to be escorted into heaven. And they felt that they were going to go to hell. Can you believe that? And I explained to them, you know, our modern way of thinking, and I explained to them that they are going to go to the light, and they're going to see all their family members, and they're going to see all their loved ones that they've missed for so long, and I coaxed them into the light. And as they left, I heard a thing.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.